You were liberated at that point near those haystacks. You then were taken where?
Well, they kept us for at least 2 weeks because the Brits didn't have enough lorries to take us to the north, to Braunschweig, which was a province of Germany occupied by the British Army. The English word for Braunschweig is Brunswick. So they took us to Brunswick by sending trucks to where we were in Sudetenland. About 2 weeks later, I wound up in a British hospital in Brunswick.
Why in the hospital?
They had to subject us to medical examination and help us with the diarrhea. They knew all of us suffered from diarrhea, and they wanted to observe us for detection of maybe diseases, infectious diseases. So they kept us under observation. We were isolated, in isolation of others, because they were afraid we might have some infectious diseases.
24 years old by this time. Then it's when you became a friend of Gene War. He was a captain in the 45th Infantry Division out of Oklahoma City.
Right.
Did you meet him in the hospital?
I met him before I was in the hospital. He was a military police officer whose job was to guard us until the British arrived. He was a military police captain.
And somehow the two of you hit it off.
Yes. He befriended me and we became lifelong friends.
So you told him there's no way you could return to Poland.
Correct.
After the communist takeover. What did he do to help you?
He didn't do anything at first until I wrote him a letter, told him that I was attracted by the British resettlement opportunities of Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, and I was thinking in terms of emigrating to Canada. Then he wired me and said, I cannot sponsor you to the U.S. because I have no net worth, but my father does. And he said he would be happy to sponsor you for a visa to the U.S. if that's what you want. I wired him immediately that I would love to come to the U.S. and within 72 hours, I received a visa. The American consulate called me and said, there is a visa waiting. I became suspicious. How does a man in Oklahoma get in Washington a visa for little me in 72 hours? That secret did not unveil its answer to me until several years, probably close to 10 years after I arrived in Oklahoma. C.B. War, Gene War's father, was a close friend of Mike Mulroney.
Senator from Oklahoma.
Senator from Oklahoma. At that time, he was congressman. And he told Mike and requested that he secure a visa. And here was another secret that Mike Mulroney revealed to me 10 years later. He was a very close personal friend of Harry Truman. So the day he became president, he received a 24-hour pass to the White House. He could come and go at any time, day or night. Harry Truman was so proud of his old friends that he gave each one of them a pass. And he just went to the White House after receiving Mr. War's request. He got hold of the official who was a liaison with the State Department and said only that I should be entitled to a preferential visa because I was in an Allied army during World War II. That's all they released to him. My name, where I was in the army, that reached me immediately. And that forced me to think I had $843 to my name. That's all the money I had. And I wasn't sure that the British government would pay for my passage. I knew there was a resettlement legislation in Parliament, but I had no idea to what extent they would aid my resettlement. So I again go to my commanding officer, a British lieutenant colonel, and I say, "Colonel, I don't know if I'm entitled to a passage. And if I'm not, then I'll have to use my money." And he said, "Well, I'll find out." In 2 days, he found out that I was entitled to a free passage on any British ship. Any British ship. Whether privately owned or military or whatever. So he helped me find a ship leaving Plymouth, which is southern England, in 6 or 7 days. They agreed to take me and look to the government for payment. It was a private under British registry ship. That is how I came. It landed in New Orleans. But in New Orleans, the Traveler's Aid offered to pay for my train trip directly to Oklahoma City. They still have passenger connection. So I came without spending a dime out of my $843.